What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios One gig plan, which includes a five-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 4000 Jericho Turnpike for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
Never settle, unless it's in the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All-star game, here comes Kevin Durant. He'll be a teammate with Steph Curry in this new format. So we're going to guide you through this audio because it's that kind of audio in a big room with a lot of people. It's not perfectly clean and clear. But take a listen and gather everything that you can. We'll guide you through the rest. And then we would love to hear how this makes you feel as a Warrior fan. This is Durant talking about this weekend and the past.
Hopefully people can look at the big picture and see I got a couple murals in that arena, in that concourse, you know. So for a couple days, I know it's going to be hard, but for a couple days, you can kind of forget about how I left the Warriors or how I came to the Warriors, me not wanting to go back to the Warriors, and just appreciate the weekend. Appreciate the players that's there. Hopefully people can get off that and just, you know, appreciate basketball for the weekend.
Okay, so here's essentially what Kevin just said when he was asked about coming back to the Bay Area for the weekend. The first thing he references is, you know, I do have a couple of murals in that building based on championships. And so hopefully for at least one weekend, people can remember that. He at one point goes, I know it's going to be hard, which I'd like to talk about that for a second. It is. Anyway, we'll get back to that. He says, I know it's going to be hard, but I hope that people can stop thinking about how I left the Warriors, how I didn't want to go back. So he's now openly speaking on that for the first time. And then says, just appreciate basketball. And then kind of refers to the entire thing with a profanity. Just leave all that bleep away for the weekend. Now, I heard this, Dibs, and I immediately was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is way, way worse than I even realized, and I've been here for all of it. I know. I know all of the factors like we all do with Kevin Durant and what people say about him and how they're, I think the majority of Warrior fans are like, I wish the relationship, you know, I wish there weren't so many Warrior fans that felt the way they do, but some do. But I don't think anybody, do you know anyone who's like, bleep that guy? I hate Kevin Durant. I don't know anyone who feels that way about KD. But when I listen to this, he does. He thinks we hate him. That was my number one takeaway from listening to this. I don't, and that is just a damn shame.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard that. I'm hearing him describe coming back here more in terms of, you know, the team and the memories and all of it. I do think that there was a certain amount of the fan base who was thinking it's Steph's team. And so it'll never be your team and you're his plus one. And Kevin Durant looks at it like, okay, yeah, I might've been his plus one because Steph is great, but I'm equally great. And if the shoe was on the other foot if Steph would have joined KD's team and they would have won back-to-back titles after KD had already won a title, it would have felt different for KD. I do think that he leaves here with a couple of different things in his mind. One is the fans never fully embraced him the way he wanted to be embraced, because if you want to make a list of top 25 players of all time, Steph and KD are both on there, and Steph is 11 and KD's 14, or KD's 12 and Steph is 13, whatever you want to do in terms of the order, but I think their two careers are pretty damn similar. Steph has more titles. KD probably has more accolades in terms of
I don't know
points
about that.
And uniqueness. I do think that if you wanted to look at it outside this market, there's a debate that you could have. And titles is always a big one for everyone.
Sure.
But if we want to do that, then Robert Horry's got 7. So Robert Horry, is he the 11th best player of all time because he's got the 11th most titles? Of course not. So I do think in these discussions we get too bogged down in titles. So I think part of it is him with a chip on his shoulder thinking, y'all in Golden State never appreciated me for how good I am. And the other piece of it is the Draymond, the Steve Kerr, the Joe Lacob, whatever it is about Kevin Durant's time here that he doesn't want to revisit.
That's interesting.
I heard that as two-pronged.
Yeah, you heard more of like a bleep you from Kevin Durant. At least that's what I'm hearing you say.
Or like bleep that. Not bleep you, but like...
But what's
bleep
that?
No.
But let's define that. Like, I think he's talking about the fans and saying, like, man, I wish I could come to the Bay Area and we would just talk about and celebrate basketball as opposed to the past. And then the references to the past are all very negative. The way I left and how I didn't want to go back. And I'm like, man, maybe it's just me. I never looked at the way Kevin left with some sort of anger. It's a disappointment. It's a bummer. You'd love for great players to stay, but I've always looked at free agency in sports where it's like, dude, if you want to go, go. Like, that's the deal.
Right.
You've earned free agency, and if you want to go, then go. And if you don't want to come back, then don't come back. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, the Warriors respected those wishes to such a level that they called off talks as soon as they found out that he didn't want to come. Like, a lot of times people are like, so what? I don't care if he wants to come. He's going to come. We'll be under contract, and we're going to play.
Yeah.
But they respect Kevin Durant, and I think that's the core word we're talking about right here. I think Kevin feels like he's not respected here. Most people I know...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Have a ton of respect for Kevin Durant. They don't love the way it all played out, but it's not not in a disrespectful sort of a way.
I agree with that. And if you wanted to ask people for the family feud, the top five reasons on the board why Kevin Durant wanted to leave, I do think that Draymond Green would be number one as far as reasons why Kevin Durant left. If what fans perceive...
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
I don't think that the fan backlash... I mean, the fan backlash might be number two or three, and a relationship with Steve Kerr that Kevin Durant maybe didn't love, or the ownership, or the lack of respect he felt. I think that if you want to look at reasons, for me, I'm not hearing him say that it's the fans, although we do know the fans never embraced him the way he felt he should have been embraced.
I guess that's true, but at the same time, I've never thought that to be as surprising of a thing as seemingly the way it's talked about. Like, Kevin Durant wasn't embraced the same way Steph was. Duh.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? God could stand next to Steph, and they'll be like, I pick Steph.
Well, Steph would take God.
Yes, Steph would.
Shout out to the big fella.
You can't pick yourself. Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
How weird is it that a free agent would come here and be like, yep, me and Steph side by side, right? Y'all love us the same, right? What are we talking about?
We're talking about a guy who walked in and got you two titles.
Yes, but we're talking about a homegrown star who will go down as one of the top 10 players of all time. Like, I don't know. Right? We could have a real conversation about whether there is another athlete in the history of this city as beloved as Steph. Any sport.
Yeah.
You could put him next to Joe Montana and have a debate.
He's on the Rushmore.
You put him next to Barry Bonds and have a debate.
Well,
Jerry Rice, debate.
It's Willie Mays and Willie McCovey.
Debate.
And
debate.
We can add in Ricky Henderson, and I know it's not this town, but we're talking about the market.
Right.
And
but four titles. Like
among the Titans, and no doubt.
If I put up a vote with all those names, who do you think would win? Most beloved Bay Area athlete ever.
Well, again, you're putting up a vote, and if we want to just do it in the room, you've got a 28-year-old and a 32-year-old.
But that
matters.
It's
a little bit. Right, it matters
everybody gets a vote.
Like, you didn't see Willie Mays, and you only got a little bit of Willie McCovey.
No, I did not, but I'd also argue I've never, and this is just me viewing the whole thing from afar as an observer, I've never seen an athlete connect with kids like Steph, ever.
Well, that's true.
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I referee
CYO, and what he's done to the 4th and 5th grade basketball player is criminal.
I understand.
Because these kids all think that they...
I watch it.
And you live it.
Yes.
Your kid's a 5th grader.
Yeah.
It's like, dude...
Well, he can knock down a 3.
But stop going behind your back to go nowhere.
Right.
And these kids, it's dribble, dribble, and I go behind the back, and you've gone nowhere.
And then, and then fire.
Right.
An air ball.
And literally in 4th and 5th grade, we don't count threes. So your 21 footer that you just made is a 2.
It's a 2.
Little Timmy.
That's right.
And I mean, great shot. You make one of every 27. That counts for 2, homie.
Quick aside, how come every time you refer to a little kid, it's Timmy?
It just works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered about that.
Well, and why is every cranky white woman Karen?
Oh.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, well,
and
Karen
I believe that the original Karen was a Karen.
I feel terrible for women who are named Karen.
It's brutal.
They did not deserve that.
That's a bad beat.
It is.
And just like, I mean, little Timmy it's perfect because you can close your eyes and picture little Timmy.
Little Timmy, sure.
Just one quick aside. Our neighbor, who is 7 years old, is actually Timmy.
Get out of here.
And all my daughter wants to do is go to Timmy's house, and I always laugh because he is a little Timmy.
Hey, watch out for that kid.
That kid, he's a flat-out receiver.
Yeah,
well, he can catch a football now.
He's 5 years older than her?
Yeah.
Yeah, when she gets to middle school, it's going to be a problem.
I'm going to be in the home by then.
You already are. Anyway,
remember, we're
giving you the keyword that you need to claim the final spot in the knockout tournament coming up next. Plus, some of you want to weigh in. We'd really like to hear from you on this. Kevin Durant is coming back to the Bay for the All-Star game, and literally the first thought on his mind is, man, I hope everybody can stop worrying about how I left and all that bleep from the past and me not wanting to come. Kevin Durant seems to think that he's got a very controversial relationship with the Bay. And I've never read it that way.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.